Have you ever been upset with yourself? Of course you have. Why? Why are we upset with yourself? Answer's simple. You broke your own rules. You've got rules for yourself about how you need to be, how you need to treat people, how much you need to grow, how much you think you need to earn, the kind of difference you need to make in the world. And when you feel like you've broken one of your own rules, I don't care how simple it is. Maybe it's like you're not to overeat, but you do. You give yourself pain. Now, some people give themselves a little pain because it's not that big a rule for them. For some people, certain rules that we break them, we beat ourselves up for days. Haven't you ever done that? I know I've been guilty of it. And it isn't always bad. Sometimes it's good to get a little pain because then you don't want to do that again. But the point is, if you ever feel angry or upset with yourself or someone else, realize it's a rules upset. And you know what that'll help you to do? You'll stop making the person wrong. You'll say, you know what? We just have a difference in rules. My expectations are that if you respect me, you do this and this and this. I know those aren't your rules. Tell me what your rules are. Let me understand them. Can we make a deal? Would you be willing to do this? Because it would make me feel respected. And I'd be willing to do that for you. You can change a relationship just by getting clear on the rules and be willing to play by them. Here's the second key distinction about rules. Remember that people's rules are not necessarily consistent. What do I mean by that? People have totally conflicting rules. You ever notice that? I thought that person is so darn inconsistent. Have you ever noticed that in yourself? Have you ever found yourself saying, well, I don't believe you should ever cheat on anything. And then one day, when you went to fill out your IRS form, you thought, well, that's basically what this means. Were you ever guilty of that in your past? Now, I won't tell the IRS, but were you ever guilty? Did you ever stretch it a little bit? See, the bottom line is, all of us have these little sub-rules at times, and I'm for getting rid of them for the most part. There are places where sub-rules work, but let me give you an example. Let's say you and I want to play a game together, a game in life. Well, let's say the game, for the sake of the metaphor, is baseball. And I turn to you and say, hey, let's go out and play baseball together. You like to play baseball? And you go, yeah. You know the rules? Yeah. You do know the rules. Let's make sure we know. Oh, sure. You know, there's three outs and you get these hits around. Okay, great. We understand. Let's play. And so we go out there, you and I, and we start playing together. And things are going great. We're having a good time. And all of a sudden, I'm up to bat. I got one man on. There's one out. And I hit a high pop fly. Now, my rules and the rules you seem to agree to were, if you catch a ball, I'm out. If you drop the ball, I'm safe. Which means, if you drop the ball, my guy on base is probably going to score and I'm going to win the game. So sure enough, I'm running like crazy. I watch you drop the ball. I'm excited. I'm on first base. My guy scores. I think I won the game. You come to me and say, no, 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 you're out. I said, what are you talking about? You drop the ball. If you drop the ball, then I'm safe. Then I win. See, that's the rule. Rules are often language that way, by the way. They're if, then. If you love me, then you never raise your voice. If you respect me, then you do this. If, then. If, then. So the bottom line is you say, no, 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 no. That's true most of the time, except, I go, wait, what do you mean except? We agreed on the rules when we started this thing. Everybody knows what the rules are. I go, no, there's this other special rule. It's this thing we call this infield fly rule. And I said, I've never heard of this rule. I said, oh yeah, everybody knows this rule. Everybody plays by this rule. Here's how it works. See, if you have one man on or less, and you have one out or less, and I drop the ball, you're still out. Now I go, no way, there's no way. You can't bring up and make up these rules after we start the game.